retail sales growth has slowed down since last summer.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
More than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures, and retail sales is a very good indicator of how much consumers are spending. Have you bought a car lately? Maybe a new suit or dress for Easter? Or increase your restaurant patronage? As a country, we have increased our retail purchases. Even after adjustment for inflation, retail sales rose by 1% in March over last year's level. After the Great Recession, we significantly increased our purchases at the retail level, particularly in buying cars. In 2015, we bought close to 1 million more cars than what we used to purchase before the recession. Initially, after the recession, the rate of increase in retail sales was pretty high all the way through last summer. Since then, while we are still buying more retail stuff, it is increasing at a slower rate. At the bottom of the Great Recession in 2009, car sales crashed to 9 million units, almost half of what it was in 2007, pulling down total retail sales level back to where it was in 1999, a drop of more than 13%. Retail sales, after adjustment for inflation, has not only totally recovered from its losses from the recession, it is now running 5% higher than its highest level before in 2007. Then why doesn't it feel better than it did before the recession? Well, the answer to that is the fact that the country's population has increased by more than 16 million people. Average retail purchases per person is still 4% below where it was before the start of the recession. So on a per capita basis, we are not purchasing as much as we did in 2007, and it feels like that. Average purchases per person is also one of the leading indicators of business cycles. It started to drop in 2000, about a year before the start of the 2001 recession. Then it started to move up 3 months before the end of that recession. Almost the same thing happened before the Great Recession. Per capita purchases decline started in January of 2007, about a year before the start of that recession. It then started to rise slowly from April 2009, again, 3 months before the official end of the recession. Although we are buying more retail stuff, we have cut back on the number of cars that we have purchased since last summer. It appears that this has slowed down the rate of growth of retail sales, and the per capita purchases has shown a small decline also since last summer. And that is despite the fact that disposable income is continuing to rise. This, however, is nothing like what we saw in 2007, particularly since total retail sales is increasing. However, its drop at the per capita level is not encouraging. Despite of that, most economists are forecasting steady economic growth for 2016. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.